Tom Karkle in the WRJN News Center. Forecast for today, going to be generally cloudy, still a chance for some showers, maybe thunderstorms. We will have a high around 80 degrees. We won't have as many thunderstorms as we had earlier this morning. We'll talk about that in just a second. Kenosha right now, the temperature 66, 68 in Burlington, 69 Milwaukee, also 68 in Racine. Kenosha is literally wringing itself out this morning after intense rain hit this morning with thunderstorm activity. The storms promised last evening on all the forecast. They came in after 3 o'clock or so, really nailing the city of Kenosha. If you look around this morning, it might seem like somebody didn't pull the drain plug out. Water everywhere, and some of it said to be 2 to 4 feet deep in locations. That water is now slowly receding, but there are several areas that are still flooded in the city. 75th Street got intense rainfall, and a lot of areas along that stretch of the roadway still underwater. Most notable stretches, 75th Street by 57th. Also, the Sheridan Road area, parts of that were affected, as well as other locations, some of the main areas around the city. There are intersections that were affected by that. Barricades were placed up there, and vehicles got stuck in some of that water earlier this morning. Some folks had to be rescued by the police and fire departments. If you come across any areas where you've got standing water, and there are barricades especially, you don't want to try to go around those. There's a reason for the barricades. And there are other problems that were connected to the storms as well this morning. And that affected also Racine County. You had lots of rain up here as well in Racine County. You also had trees that came down, power problems, scattered power problems, not the major kind, but also the winds did some damage in some areas. You're going to see some of it around today, but a lot of the water still going to be standing around from early this morning. Again, city of Kenosha, especially hard hit. Don't have any official number at this point, but a lot of it that has to go and disappear at this point. Upper level of a two-story home in Kenosha had some serious damage with an early Sunday morning fire, and it was started by an unattended candle that had tipped over in a bedroom and ignited a mattress and some other flammable items. Residents were able to evacuate safely after apparently putting out the flames, which produced thick, dark smoke from the upper floor windows. Arriving Kenosha fire crews making sure those flames were out, and they rescued a dog from the house. Battalion Chief Matt Herder says just another example of being responsible when you're using candles. Downtown Racine building at 1207 North Main Street used to house Root Communication. The owner of the building asking the Downtown Area Design Review Committee for a facade grant to do some remodeling as a result of weather damage after the old business sign was removed by the current occupants for their photography studio setup.
I guess we had one heck of a rainstorm, high winds, and they returned to the building a day or two later, and one of the signboard panels had completely fallen. Another one was loose, and water inside the display window area, after which they had just laid down some tiling, so all their tiles were bubbling up.
As former Racine resident David Popoff, who moved to California a couple of years ago, said he came back, found the damage to be even far greater than the online photographs he received. He was involved in remodeling the adjoining George's Tavern several years ago. There was some facade grant money involved in that, but they didn't use all of it. So he asked the question, might I be able to use some of it on this other project? And he was told no.
I'm just hoping that perhaps if there is an allowance to utilize the residual funds from North Main, 1201 North Main, that would help me immensely at this point, because this was really unforeseen and unknown and quite a surprise.
Rules for facade grant request require also clear window glass. Committee said the existing glass that he has, 5% tint, that was okay unless it was going to be replaced. Kenosha City Council Committee this evening going to be taking a look at balancing the competing interests regarding a proposal on fire pits in city limits, whether they should be allowed. The fire department and the fire chief do not like that. The measure up before the Public Safety and Welfare Committee includes fire pits could not be allowed or allowed to be used within 15 feet of a building or on a wooden deck or balcony, could not burn leaves or other yard waste in the fire pits, and they could only be used between 4 in the afternoon and 10 o'clock at night. Mount Pleasant Village Board's got its regular business meeting at 6:30 tonight. On that agenda, another attempt to fill the vacant trustee position since Dave DeGroot got elected village president back in April. There's been an internal power struggle between the remaining six members, resulting in tie votes on nominees. And there's going to be a presentation to honor Tom Peterson for his many years of service to the police department and wishing him well on his retirement. Next step in turning the dilapidated former Elks Club building in downtown Kenosha into a boutique hotel expected tonight as the Public Works Committee considers a purchase agreement with Gorman & Company, that's the same developer, now on Racine's Machinery Row project. City of Kenosha taking control of the landmark building after it was declared tax delinquent. That project has been delayed repeatedly by difficulties in lining up financing. Gorman became involved a few years ago after a citizens group stepped in to save the building from demolition, and the company is proposing to renovate it into a special hotel. There'd also be, with the purchase deal, according to the Public Works Committee agenda, a parking lot lease agreement for that site. The White Box program was started up earlier this year in the city of Racine, a financial assistance incentive in upgrading commercial buildings of at least 50 years of age for future development, which the initial funding most recently was depleted. Development Director Amy Conley is not only going to be asking city leaders for more money, but also suggesting a two-year sunset provision, telling the Downtown Area Design Review Panel recently that the program has proven quite effective, especially for downtown. She even wondered if the facade grant program, which has been around many more years, might also benefit with a sunset provision.
You know, it's incentivized a lot of new development. The only downside to that would be that for the facade, giving them the small grant, it really does give us more of a stick. You know, we've got a carrot. I mean, I guess we've got a stick with the code that this gives us the carrot to get people to do really good jobs.
Alderman Jeff Coe noted the recent success of White Box and the popularity of the facade grant program and saying, "I wish we could figure out how much all this added to the tax base, because I think we're getting a lot of bang for our buck." It was designed as a networking and support group for 18 to 24-year-old job seekers. Racine County's new free community job club kicking off July the 19th. Here's WRJN's Janet Hoff with details.
Called The Vibe, the group will meet on the first and third Wednesdays of the month from 1 until 3 p.m. at Racine County Workforce Solutions at 1717 Taylor Avenue. Members will get useful job tips, develop a strong resume, practice interviewing, and hear ideas and information from speakers to help increase their chance of getting a job. They will also have the opportunity to answer, debate, and discuss questions like what jobs are available in the community, how people get and keep jobs, and what a career path is and how to get one. Vibe sessions will be facilitated by Maria Neighbors, a career counselor with Racine County, who often works with area high schools, organizing mock interviews for seniors and helping them prepare for life after graduation. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.
And you got a number of ways to learn more about a particular location. You can Google it, of course, read a book about it, maybe go to a museum. In Racine, you can also take a walking tour. Chris Paulson is with the Racine Heritage Museum. Talked to our partners at Gateway Public Radio. So the museum has put together about an 80-minute walking tour of downtown Racine. Most of the stops, some type of tie-in to the amazing industrial age of the city. Tour developed with an eye toward increasing tourism. Says the research has shown that visitors are a little more apt to return to a community if they leave knowing something about the place and its history.
There's benefit to be gained from something like this, where if we can engage people, you know, in the history of the community, people that aren't, you know, might not have come here otherwise, you know, maybe we can get them to come back and, you know, buy lunch, spend some money, and spend more time in the community.
The tours are being offered on Saturdays through the second weekend in September. It's an $8 charge, and reservations are required. You either call the Heritage Museum or you go to their website, racineheritagemuseum.org. WRJN.com is our webpage, and we keep our newscast there in the local news section. And throughout the day, at WRJN News, we'll get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.